I first became caregiver for my mother when I was 14. This was about the time that I entered high school, and it meant that I wasn't able to do a lot of the things that other kids my age were able to do. As I was trying to become involved in classes and sports and make friends, it was always on the back of my mind if I could do these things and still be able to take care of her. I had to make sure that I was able to organize all of the different medications she had to take, feed her, and help her with physical therapy. I was worried that if she was alone all day, that something may happen to her, and she had liver cirrhosis from her alcoholism, so there was a risk of her developing internal bleeding. My mother, who was supposed to be my caregiver, became the person I cared for more and more each year, as she became less able to take care of herself. I was caring for the person who is supposed to be caring for me, and it made me so angry. This continued throughout high school and college until I arrived home for winter break my freshman year, when my father called me when I arrived at the airport, saying, "You need to come straight to the hospital. Your mother might not make it through the night." I showed up at the hospital, and due to her condition, she wasn't able to make decisions for herself anymore. Since her liver had shut down, it wasn't able to filter out toxins produced by her body. The result was hepatic encephalopathy. She'd lost much of her memory and her ability to process what was going on around her. The question wasn't one of whether or not she would get better, but one of how long she had. And the doctor wanted to know what I wanted to do. Since I was the informal medical proxy, I was supposed to decide if she was to be treated aggressively to prolong her time here, or if we were to provide her palliative care, comfort care, in her final days. I went to my mother to tell her what I decided. I sat down and told her that the medications weren't going to work anymore, that there was no more getting better from this. I was going to do my best to make sure she wouldn't feel any pain anymore. I don't think she understood that, but I think in that moment, all the anger that I had from all of those years melted away, and all I felt was this compassion and love for the person who had endured so much pain in front of me. Those are the last words I remember having with her, because she passed away the next day. And it was December 23rd of 2017, and we were planning her funeral the next day on Christmas Eve. In the weeks that followed, I was going through her things and cleaning the house before I went back for another semester of school. And that's one example of how caregiving goes beyond medical care and decision-making. It means you have to assume the role that they have in the family and the responsibilities that they would normally have. This process of filling in my mother's absence has continued long after she passed away. And in many ways, I have continued to be a caregiver for all of those around me, like an ingrained behavior. The ability to intimately be a part of her story and her struggle as her caregiver brought me to mature much sooner than my peers. But it also endowed me with an ineffable feeling of compassion for those who are suffering. Through caregiving, I was able to recognize compassion as a form of love, and I will carry this with me for the rest of my life.